Hello and welcome to the Life of a Visual Storyteller or Life as a Visual Storyteller podcast. My name is Roger Overall. I am a visual storyteller, a visual creative, and I'm based in Cork in Ireland. And you join me on the 7th of September in episode 39, On the Road. This is an On the Road podcast. I'm recording it from my hotel room, I suppose you'd call it. I'll explain a little bit why I'm so reticent in a second as to call it a hotel room, because it's not really a hotel room at all. But I'm on assignment. I'm on the road for the next 2 weeks, and I'll have a mini break at home in between. But at the moment, I'm photographing three properties, three houses, three, what would you call them? Classic houses. Heritage houses. They are houses that you can stay at, you can visit, and you can book a room and you can stay at here in Ireland. And they're part of the Hidden Ireland Collective. Now, originally I'd been approached about photographing 30 of these houses consecutively. And what an assignment that would have been. It would have taken me all over Ireland, and I would have stayed in all these magnificent, wonderful country houses. That got pared back, and at the moment I'm shooting three of them, and they are three houses here in the province of Munster where I live. So where am I today? I am in County Kerry on Valentia Island at Glanleam House, which is a lovely, lovely old house. I actually don't know very much about the history of the house. I'll be honest with you. But it's a lovely house. The rooms are gorgeous. The people are very friendly. And there's a huge botanical garden attached to the house as well. And finding the place was a bit of an adventure, because it kind of was and kind of wasn't on my Google Maps. But I got there in the end. I found it. So it's wonderful. So that's what I'm doing for the next couple of days. And I've got a house that I'm photographing about 4 hours drive from here to the north in County Clare, a place called Mount Vernon. And then I'm photographing closer to home when I dip back down into County Cork in a house near Canturk in County Cork, Glenlohan House in County Cork. And then I'll be home for a little while. I get home sometime on Thursday. I have Friday at home, and then on Saturday I'm off to the Czech Republic, to Prague, to film a video. But more about that later in the week. Let's just talk about these wonderful houses first. Well, not going to say very much about them. They're glorious houses to photograph. And it's really one of those things that when I look back on my life as a creative, that I have to pinch myself, really. I have to make myself realize that this is actually happening. I'm actually being paid to come to this house and another house tomorrow and a third house later this week to photograph it. I'm welcomed with open arms. I'm given a glorious meal, a sumptuous room to stay in, and I get paid to photograph the property. It's fantastic. And this is currently, at the moment, my day job. This is what I'm doing this week as a day job. And next week, I will be flown out to Prague, to the Czech Republic, to film in Prague and then film in a castle in the east of the country in a place called Buzov. And again, I have to pinch myself. This is my working day. How amazing is that? Now, it sounds great. It sounds fantastic. But I had some comments about the podcast yesterday, and where I was sort of talking about stuff that had slipped through my fingers. And I think if you followed this podcast long enough, you know that I am not the world's most successful creative. And yesterday I was talking about how quite a lot of work in terms of monetary value has suddenly vanished and slipped through my fingers. And that elicited some responses, and they were genuinely nice responses, people wanting to know how could they help, etc., etc. And that got me thinking. when I talk about my life as a creative and not everything goes according to plan, because I'll be very honest with you, I have absolutely no intention to paint my life any better than it actually is. So I don't want to pretend that my life as a creative is amazing. I could just pretend that I'm always on this kind of assignment that I'm on at the moment, and that I'm always jetting out to places like the Czech Republic, and that's just not the case. In between those jobs is a lot of stress and a lot of hard work and a lot of worry and concern and anxiety. So that's my reality. My reality is that I don't really make an awful lot of money doing what I do, and that I struggle to get commissions. This for me has been my reality for the last, 5 years, God knows how long. I have just struggled. And what I would like you to understand is that this does not necessarily have to be the case. Just because this is the way it is for me, or the way it has been for me, who knows what lies around the corner, but let's just talk about what has been for me. That doesn't mean it should be that way for you. It doesn't mean that you should struggle, or that you will struggle in your creative life just because that's how it's panned out for me. Nor should we pretend, you and I, that my situation is either the norm or acceptable. So here's the thing. When people are reaching out to me and they say things like, oh, you know, really worried, or how can I help, or what is it that I can do? I have to check myself, and I have to say, well, actually, this is really kind. It's really wonderful that people reach out in that way. But really, I'm not their problem to solve. They shouldn't feel that they are in any way beholden or obliged or what have you to solve my problem. They've probably got enough problems in their own life and enough things to be getting on with that, you know, to have their lives the way they want them, let alone to be reaching out and helping me. And I'm not saying that I don't appreciate it, and I'm not saying that they are wrong to do so. However, as a creative, we do get to the point where maybe we can say, or we should say, this isn't working out. And that's not a reflection on ability as a creative. I know, for instance, that I am an exceptionally good documentary photographer. And I know that I have many other pretty strong abilities as a creative. So being a success as a creative doesn't necessarily have any correlation with how good you are at being a creative. So what I'm trying to say is that at a point, there comes a point where maybe you just have to say, do you know what? I'm just not cut out to be a creative and make my living that way. I can create stuff and it's fantastic, but I can't find a way of making that pay, or I can't generate enough income. And sometimes we just have to face that fact and not pretend that it's otherwise, so that when people offer to help and when people reach out, and basically what are they doing? They're saying, well, I have energy, time, money, whatever, resources, we'll call it, that I'm willing to expend to help you achieve whatever it is you want to achieve as a creative. But what if the creative in question, me, for instance, doesn't deserve that, because it would be a waste of those resources? It would be a travesty for those resources to be expended on helping me bimble along the route that I'm currently on as a creative. That money, that time, that energy could be better spent doing something else, perhaps. So what I'm trying to say is, just because we want to be a creative, just because we're good at creating things, we're creating things of that are high quality, it doesn't necessarily follow that we should be a creative, or that we will make money as a creative, because it's tough. It is tough. Flip side of the same coin. Again, just need to put that caveat out there. This is just my experience. There will, I hope, for instance, for you, I hope you as a creative will experience a much smoother path, and that your creative life does translate into a fulfilling and profitable, profitable in the monetary sense, or lucrative is maybe a better phrase, so that you can do what you do and create what you create and earn a living from it. I genuinely hope that that's your reality. I'm just reflecting back on my own reality and then taking it a step further, where we shouldn't see the struggling creative as either noble or something to aim for, or the norm. Oh, heaven forbid that that should be the norm, or that you should think that that's the norm, or that it should be the norm. So none of these things, as romantic as it might sound and as romantic as it might seem, it's not a sustainable career. So I think sometimes we need to pause and we need to think to ourselves, should I be doing this? Certainly something that's on my mind at the moment, I'll be honest with you. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say today. Huge thank you to everybody who reached out and kind words and what have you. And this isn't a rebuttal of that, but it is me trying to give an alternative viewpoint that maybe if you are not successful at something, maybe it's time to stop doing that thing. Now, I appreciate a lot of people will say, oh, no, people give up just before they're about to be successful. I've been at this for quite a long time. But that's a whole separate discussion. That's a whole separate discussion. But I just wanted to say to you, sometimes we just have to be honest and say, this isn't working. Should I continue? Or should I go and do something else? Thanks for listening. Take care of yourself. Come in, sit yourself down. The room is a mess. I've got gear everywhere. I've got chargers charging. I've got my phone charging. I've got camera batteries charging. I've got things plugged in. So if you can find a space, there are a couple of really nice armchairs in this room. If you can find one, clear off the stuff and sit down. Today I wanted to talk about how everybody else's weighing scales must surely be wrong. Let me tell you why. So according to my weighing scales at home, I weigh anywhere between 84 and 85 kilos. Now, I don't know what that is in stone, and I'm not very sure what that is in pounds, but it doesn't really matter. 85 kilos is quite heavy. In fact, it's very heavy. And I have not been shedding the weight for whatever reason. I am far more active, I'm running a lot more, but anyway, I'm not really shedding the weight. That dial on my scales at home, it is not moving. I was up in Roscommon over the weekend for a christening of my youngest, my newest, if you like, niece, fresh out of the plastic. And I was up in the bathroom at my brother-in-law's house, and they had this lovely, lovely shiny pair of weighing scales. So I thought, oh, I'll just see if I've lost any weight since I last weighed myself at home. Not only had I not lost any weight measuring myself on their weighing scales, I'd actually put on a phenomenal amount of weight. I think I clocked in, if I recall correctly, I clocked in on their weighing scales at 94 kilos. So just bear in mind that at home, 84, 85, and up in Roscommon, where maybe there's something wrong with gravity. Maybe gravity is different up in Roscommon. I don't know. But anyway, I weighed 10 kilos more. Now, that might just mean that their weighing scales is completely, completely wrong, completely banjaxed, to use a phrase that I've picked up since moving here to Ireland. That's very possible. So here I am today on location, and in one of the rooms that I was photographing, there was a weighing scales. And of course, I couldn't resist. I couldn't stop myself. I thought I'd give it another go. And I stepped onto those weighing scales, and I was a shade over 92 kilograms. Now, you can look at it this way. You could say, well, at least you've lost a couple of kilograms since you weighed yourself a couple of days ago in Roscommon. We all know that that's not the case. I could not have lost 2 kilos in 2 days, not without cutting off a limb or something. But what it does mean is that probably the weighing scales at home are not proper. They're not accurate. They're not giving me an honest opinion about my weight. They're telling me what I want to hear rather than what I need to hear. And that actually, I do weigh 90 plus kilos. Well, if 85 is way too heavy, flabby fat man territory for somebody of my height and my build, then goodness me, 95, 94 kilos is just, that's just way too much. If I genuinely weigh 90 plus kilos, and let's be honest, statistically speaking, the two weighing scales that are not at my house would probably be correct because they're much closer to each other than the one at home. Goodness gracious me, I've got some weight to lose. I've got some fat to shift off this body. Now, I know that, but I thought I was doing okay. It also means, by the way, that at one point I was clocking in at over 100 kilograms, because if my weighing scales at home are 10 kilograms out, well, at one point I was weighing on those weighing scales into the 90s, which must mean I was clocking over 100 kilos. Goodness gracious me. My ideal weight, well, is about 20 kilos less than I seem to weigh, that I appear to weigh, that I've found out that I weigh now. Oh dear. There you are. I thought I'd bring you that news. Not that it's going to lift you up very much or help you very much with your fitness. I don't know. No, probably not. Anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're fit. I hope you're looking after yourself. And I'll talk to you again soon. I hope from the next place, from the next house that I photograph. Take care of yourself.